Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
So my name is Sandrine, if you are new to my channel or my podcast, and I'm a spiritual teacher and I teach about the embodiment of our multidimensionality. And I'm super excited to chat with you today about protection. It is one of the most frequent questions that I receive from people, my students, my private students, or even just people like, you know, watching my videos and simply commenting, is this actually really needed? And I love this question because it is such a good question. Like, all questions are excellent questions. So today in this episode, I will share with you a little bit more of the dynamics of frequencies and the movement that we experience and why, for me, it is important to, yes, place protection. Because when we understand that we are light beings and that we are a fractal of unity consciousness, we understand that we are already that, you know, that within us reside literally, you know, the highest level of frequency that we can be, which is source frequency, God frequency. When we realize that, we can also observe, well, how much do my human align to that? Is my human in a state of constant bliss with every single breath that I take? And if the answer is no, which is most likely, because there are actually very few people on the planet that can, you know, say that, and they would even say that because when they're in bliss state, they don't even share it. But most of us, we oscillate between feeling very connected, very soul aligned, very much in our body, in our sovereignty, and feeling off, not really knowing what we are feeling, or really knowing that we are feeling frustrated, we are feeling sad, we're feeling angry. And so what happens is that when our frequency drops because of our certain thoughts that create our emotions, this vibrational frequency inside of ourselves is therefore lowering our frequencies. So here is the thing, is that let's say right now I'm in absolute bliss state, I'm completely connected to my soul, and like I'm just like so happy, and I feel so strong and powerful and all the things, right? And then my day goes on, and in the evening I just realized that actually I'm now very agitated and I'm frustrated, and I snap at my children. I'm like, oh my God, you know, like I feel really depleted of energy. I really need a break right now to be able to come back into my frequency, which is, you know, doing the work every single day. And that is fantastic. And when we observe that, we can also observe that if we feel that we've had this drop in frequency at the end of the day, most likely somehow, like maybe around 10 a.m., 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 p.m., our frequency already started dropping. It's just that we didn't notice it. Maybe we were shopping, grocery shopping. Maybe we were, you know, just out and about with friends, and our frequency started lowering, lowering, lowering. And that's always the case, guys. Like, there is no such thing as maintaining super high level of frequency all the time. Masters can do that, and we are on this pathway because, yes, we are God source, we are frequency, but our human holographic representation, like the human that we are, is not there yet. Finding unity consciousness is being able to be the angel, the guardian, the protector of our human self, so we can address whatever issues our physical incarnation is experiencing and bring it back to high level of frequency. That is reaching level of mastery. And there are these constant oscillations, and these oscillations between being very high vibe, low vibe, or average happens constantly every day and over a certain period of time. So many of us and so many people say, like, why do I feel like so connected 1 week and then the next week not at all? Just because you're human. That's all there is. There's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing wrong. We're just here to learn to dance with life and to notice this situation under these circumstances is draining my energy. How can I tweak my life around that? Therefore, coming back to protection, it's like we need to have humility here. And to have humility is to allow ourselves to evolve and to open up our consciousness into finding new part of ourselves that needs to be held, that needs to be healed and alchemized. And when we start having higher and higher level of humility, we can say, yes, I am I'm the spark of the divine. I am a fractal of source. And I am here to navigate life as a human being. And that's a very different game than being a there in different star systems, okay? And therefore, at times, I'm not even aware yet that I'm being triggered, that my frequency have dropped and so on. And therefore, I am more, it's possible for me to be subjected to low frequencies that reside out there. Because I don't know if you know this, but there are low vibe frequency residing out there. And at the moment, it is extremely exacerbated. At the moment, low frequencies, entities, demons, all of that are very, very exacerbated. Okay, they are raging. So they are raging in the non-physical, and in the physical, there is a lot of anger, very strong fiery dynamics, a lot of water emotion. So basically people are triggered. It's part of the evolution process. That's the way it goes. But people project, people, you know, have all of this inside of themselves. And therefore, when in coming contact with them, we pick that up. And so, yes, a protection is needed. Of course, protection is needed. And not only that, but clearing of our frequency is needed. I want to share with you that, you know, I've been doing this work for 10, 15 years, like actively, right? But I've been, you know, psychic and kind of like on this path since I was born. I share more of my story on my website if you are interested to know more. But even with all the work that I do, like meditation every day, yoga, cold sea swims, all the things, I found myself a couple of weeks ago feeling extremely out of work. It took me the whole day, which for me is a long time because usually it's instant. It took me the whole day to realize that I had a demonic entity on me. And I was like, freaking kidding me? It hadn't happened in so long, guys. And as soon as I went in, like really actually took time to go in and say, did I actually pick up some kind of entity there? And then bam, it was. So just got rid of it. Very easy. You actually just see it. It's like, man, like you've got nothing to do right here. That's my body. That's my frequency. That's my life. You can get the fuck out of here and go back where you come from. You go away where you come from. And you just, you know, you just stand up in your sovereign power, because when we stand up in our sovereign power like that and reclaim our physical body and we say, this is my body, this is my life, this is my energy, I have nothing to do with it, like most of the time, if not all the time, they will just leave, because they feel you feeling them, and they feel your power as well, because we're not scared, because these low frequency beings, they are frequencies that suffer. They are in a lot of pain, they are really wounded, and the frequencies of the earth is not a match for them any longer, because the earth is basically shifting very, very fast into fifth dimensional frequencies, and therefore they are being fried completely, and they hate it. This is why they stick on humans, is to try to kind of like find a little bit of relief so we can have a lot of love and compassion. And actually, very often I feel sorry for them, because they are not so much sorry for them, but yeah, I do have compassion for them, you know. And when we come from that angle into understanding that they must have been in the in-between, for some of them, for thousands and thousands of years, and they just want to go, and us allowing them to just say, like, you go away, you find a lot, you find your family, but you don't stay on me. It's like they are being noticed, they are being acknowledged, and they are being, you know, shushed away. And you can just say, go and find someone who can help, because I cannot help. So it's just a little bit of sidetrack, because it is happening. You know, it is possible. Very often when I have people who come for one-on-one sessions, we do clearing in the quantum before one-on-one sessions. So it's like multidimensional session from past life to star seeds, which is another session when, you know, I work into helping you find more about past lives and star seed connections and the architecture of your life, basically. And then the other session is the one-on-one trendsetting sessions. And for both sessions, quantum work is done before. And very often people have things on them and they don't know it. And it's okay. And we still function like that. But I'm sharing this with you as a bit of a kind of a reality check as well, into saying, yes, I might do Reiki. Yes, I might, you know, meditate and pray and so on. And let's continue doing that. It's amazing because that keeps our frequency high, which means that we are less inclined to get these things, right? We get these things when we go in certain places where our frequencies have dropped and where we become more of like there is infiltration available there, because maybe in that place there is, you know, just like a lot of density and entities and demons, which is what it was the case for me. I went to a place like that and I could feel my frequency dropping and dropping and dropping, but I never expected to pick up something nasty. Anyway, so I'm sharing this with you because I would love to encourage you to place protection around yourself every day that passes. And for that, I have an amazing super shield that I've shared now, maybe even a year ago, and it's here on my YouTube channel. So what I'll do is that when I edit this little script here, and also if you listen to my podcast, we will link this episode. It is called the 8 Layers Andromedan Shield, and it's like, it's foolproof. Nothing can go through that. And I had stopped putting it on because I would put it like every now and then, but I have been in such high frequency in my home, you know, for the last 2 years, then therefore when I would go out I would think about it. But now my time of chosen self-isolation has ended. Now my time to get out there in the world is very present into my personal dynamic. So it means that I socialize a lot more and I go into very different places, and therefore I realize, oh, Sandrine, you're gonna also take the humility pill and bring back this 8-layer Andromedan shield every single day, because now very often you're out and about. So it is always this dance, guys, always this dance of knowing who we are, knowing what we're capable of, and working into embodying that every single day. Embodying more love, embodying more inner peace, embodying compassion, but also embodying strength and power with a fierce heart, like a lioness heart or a lion's heart, you know, like a just, equal, content, having this presence within ourselves. So that is really what we are looking for at maintaining every day, you know, from morning to evening. And that is the path of life. That is the path of evolution. And it is a beautiful path. And life keeps on bringing us different dynamics to allow us to maintain that. And that's basically one of the most fundamental principle of the architecture of life, which is what I teach. You know, I teach to my students. And if you're interested in becoming one of my students, by the way, please join one of my two new pathways that are going to start at the end of April. It's going to be fantastic. Pathway one is all about soul alignment. It's everything that we've discussed this week and so much more. And we work with high degrees that we share, so it increases our sovereignty and our power. And then there is also pathway two, which is co-creation. There we learn how to increase our channeling abilities, our connection with ancient civilizations, and also earth and earth elementals and star races. We go on a multitude of journeys, and we also work with high degrees. It's so potent. So if you are interested in becoming one of my students, we go really deep into all of it to allow you to feel like literally you're a new person at the end of 5 months, a much brighter, shinier, happier, and powerful version of you, because that's why we came here to be. So when we understand a little bit more about this architecture of life, we can start seeing and witnessing ourselves blossoming into our own unique beauty. And as we blossom in our own unique beauty, we can realize that we are a bit like a rose. A rose is so pure and so delicate, and yet it's got thorns. And the thorns are there not to to hurt intentionally other people, but it is to say, okay, so if you want to come and touch me, touch my beauty, have me with you, have the rose with you, you will have to take it very, very delicately. You will have to be very careful with me. And if you're not, you will get hurt if you just grab me like this with anger and aggressivity. And the rose has thorns, and the thorns are simply a level of protection for itself. The rose doesn't think that because she's so pure and beautiful, she doesn't need protection. She knows that especially beautiful things need to be protected. Otherwise, they are being ripped apart. And this is how I love to work with metaphors around nature, which I always bring a lot in my teaching, because nature teaches so much. And for me, all of these rose teaching are really coming forward when you talk about protection, because we can feel that we have the purity of the rose, and that we have these roses within our hearts, which are so many petals, so many heart desires, so many seed planted to allow us to continue evolving and manifesting a better life for ourselves. And also we have the thorns, and the thorns are equally pure and beautiful. They are part of ourselves. So when we are feeling that we are being pushed aside and deprived of our freedom and deprived of our abundance, that basically our external reality, people around us, or even ourselves, we're trying to keep ourselves small, they're trying to make us small. When we realize that there is this raging feeling inside of ourselves, that is some of our thorns. That are the thorns that we need to address and present. You know, so it's a little bit digressing here, but I feel I want to share this with you, because actually they say, as it's often channeled, this is why you digress. So, because it's not a digression, it's actually going to serve people. So I was having this chat with my daughters a couple of days ago, and we were talking about bullying, and they told me, and what about you, mom? You know, like, what did you experience? And I took a moment and I just shared honestly, you know, with them. And I say, you know, I was never bullied, and no one would have ever been able to bully me. Like, that was simply not there for me. And they say, why? They say, because as soon as someone would come to me and say something bad to me, I would freaking rage at them and say, you fucking back off. You go away from me. How dare you treat me like this? And when other people would do that to my siblings, I was a raging tiger. I would protect my siblings like a raging tiger. Then I would be the one who had the privilege to annoy my siblings, which is not very nice. But this was my protection, my anger. I never thought, oh, I cannot be angry. I thought, oh, thank God, you know, I became angry, because no one ever bullied me, and I never bullied anyone. You know, that was something in Belgium that was not really happening as much at all as we see nowadays, especially in New Zealand. It's a bit shocking at the moment. Well, hopefully my daughters have also picked that up, because as we were sharing the subject, they say, you know, it's the same. But nobody ever annoys me. And if they do, I have my sense of humor, and I just tend them to back off and actually ignore them, because I know they're really stupid and they're probably really sad themselves, mom. And I say, exactly. It's exactly that. So realize that your thorns at times are your protection. If you have a partner, if you have parents, if you have friends that kind of, like, you know, they push your edges, they constantly annoy you, go freaking get angry. It's better than feel sad. The frequency of anger is higher than frequency of depression and sadness. This is why when we activate it with consciousness, we don't go like a wild, you know, crazy person that creates a lot of damage. We are consciously, like, unconsciously angry. I'm just going to say, no, you back off. You step away from me. How dare you treat me like this? That is actually soul connection with your own self. It is showing up for yourself. It is saying, I deserve to be treated with respect. Therefore, my protection becomes my frustration and my anger, because it is conscious. And after that, I do the work, whatever that is. I go for a run, I sweat, I meditate, whatever that is, to change my frequency and observe whatever is there, and to alchemize it and say, well, now I'm just going to find, you know, inner peace and joy. And maybe I'm just going to call that friend who's always joyful and going to have a good time with us, so I can shift my frequency. And we continue doing the work to upgrade our frequency so we don't stay into anger and chew on it. Okay. So actually it is coming as something that might be useful, because very often, again, when I work with people, people are like, oh, you know, like, I just don't argue, I don't like conflict, and so on. It's like, what's up with that? Like, I don't like conflict either, and so what? If somebody is going to try to kind of invade my space and is going to project things at me, like physical and non-physical, if I have these entities, you know, with the work I do, in multidimensional sessions, I can't tell you the amount of time that absolutely nasties have tried to infiltrate the field as I was in trance state, as I was channeling. Because with people, we go sometimes in very intense dark lives, not only here, but also in other star systems, where there were galactic wars. Like not such a long time ago, I was in the reptilian ship where the client I was working with was receiving, she had been abducted and she was receiving this excruciating torture and surgery where she got plugged with tracker from the reptilian. It was in her DNA. I can't tell you during that transcending session the amount of energy I had to maintain the protection. And I'm not the only one doing that. I'm doing that with my team. You know, I have a very strong, powerful team in non-physical that can maintain that. And there's a lot of protection and a lot of structure around me. So I know I'm completely safe. I have zero fear around that. And I am so like in my fearless, lioness, Sekhmet energy. But I am also so much in my angelic frequency that nothing can pass through. But it is because I have that in me already of never allowing anyone to annoy me. If anyone annoys me, they can just back off. And so that really serves me and also the people I work with in one-on-one sessions and the students that work with me in the container, they receive an extension of this protection. So when you work with me, if you join one of these pathways, it means that there's this container created in the quantum where you are plugged into my energy field, and there is a lot of beings working there. There is my high council, but there are also many advanced races, ascended masters, earth elementals, such as dragons and giants and many angels. And all of them, we are there with the students working in the quantum. So your protection increases, but also your ability to remove past traumas on multidimensional level in this timeline on earth and in other timelines, in other star systems. You receive like all of these upgrades, you know, within your oversoul network. So it's like the quantum work that happens when you are a student with me far outweighs the actual physical delivery, which is already next level. So this transmission is there to really act as an igniter of power inside you. It's like, yes, you are the fractal of source consciousness. So yes, you're an infinite divine being residing in love and compassion. And ultimately, this highest level of frequency is so high that nothing can diminish it once we embody that fully. And we know with great humility that as human beings, we oscillate into feeling less in this unified field of consciousness, with that bliss state, with that feeling of being in unconditional love all the time. And so with humility, we realize, and also excitement, like, oh, I chose human, you know, human physicality. So it means that I'm going to have this wide and broad variation of experiences all day long, every single day. Great. So for that, I'm very grateful to have protections. And we can place bubble, we can place shield and so on. And we realize, what is inside me? Do I have any frequency there that might need tweaking? So I allow myself to be a pure rose, meaning that I continue being like in my magnificent beauty, you know, blossoming in my own essence. And I also welcome my thorns as so many divine protection for my own self. And I learned to know my thorns. So when my thorns are being really exacerbated, I know how to handle them so they don't damage me and they don't damage anyone or the ones I love or anyone at all, because it's like the thorn is there. It doesn't mean that I need to use my thorn and actually attack other people. They are simply there as they, as you know, a protection. It's very clear protection, like, if you're going to continue coming into my space this way, you might, you know, get in touch with my thorn, and I'm not taking it and throwing it at you. But if you come very close to me, my thorn will be back off. You know, don't treat me like this. And you find this for yourself. This will give you so much power, so much sense of being in your sovereignty, so much sense of confidence, so you can start going in different places. You can start working more, you know, if you want to be a healer or if you already are and you want to kind of expand your business, you want to expand your gift and so on. I hope that this transmission will serve you, because very often I find that what is lacking amongst people that call themselves light leaders or like on this path of ascension is this a fierceness, is this saying, these very clear boundaries. When we put our clear boundaries, that is our protection. And we can be very proud of it, because it is raising our standards. And we say, I'm never going to be treated like this ever again. It means that we clear our field from everything that we don't want. And when we clear, what happens after? There is all of this space created for new experiences to come. Like, now in my life, I don't really have to clear people much anymore. I've never really had, as I say, like, it's just like I've got this frequency in me that really allows me not to receive nasty people in my field. And if they happen, I just kind of, you know, I can just defend myself very easily. So it is really awesome to witness that the people that are around you, that how you treat yourself is the way you're going to be treated. There's just so much respect and love and companionship, and we tease each other and we joke about things, but there's just so much with love and joy that there is nothing prickly about that. It's just like being a happy human. So I would love to take some questions around this subject. If you feel that, you know, it stirred a few things, I'm always happy to answer questions. And also the last thing, if you want to type in, if you're watching on YouTube, and also just the subject coming, what's coming now to finish is that working on really understanding more from your own sovereignty, what it is that I've been sharing here, it is going to allow you to be able to become stronger in what it is that you are here to use as a service to humanity. Because yes, at times I receive online people, you know, saying things that are not really nice and so on. But it's like, because I'm so anchored in my sovereignty, my truth, and I'm so like myself that I don't take it personally. And if there is something that I'm like, oh, that's really triggering, I go deeper, because I want to be a really nice, loving, compassionate leader, and also a strong leader, and really, you know, someone nice that, you know, that is not braggy and, you know, all of these things. You know, I don't want to be a guru, you know. It's like always, you know, I need to check on that, and I often check myself. So I sometimes like, oh, is this kind of like, you know, am I going down that path? And if I am, please let me know. You know, don't let me go bentido. And as I joke with my friend Christina. So when you can use your protection, when you know who you are as a sovereign being, it means that you can handle criticism much more easily as well, because you can realize that these projections are simply coming to see how many boundaries you have in place, how much you know yourself, the purity of your intentions, and so on. Okay, so one more thing before we go. They say also the best way to know that you're always protected is always to be in your body. I never encourage astral travel ever because I've never seen anyone that had any good experiences after that. Everyone that had those astral travel is completely squatted by entities, no matter the amount of protection, because when you leave your body, it's like so many of them, they're just looking for a body. So we stay in our body to quantum travel, okay? So it's always been your body. So work on grounding in your body, work on somatic experiences, work on embodiment, have massage, you know, eat healthy food, love your body unconditionally. The more you are fully anchored in this physicality, loving your freaking life unapologetically, the good and the bad and all of it, the more you inhabit your body, your magnificent self completely, so there is no room for anything else, you know, like there's no entities that can come. You are you are literally shining inside of your own body. You claim it as your own, because it is your own. You chose it. It was created just for you at your own image. So thank you so much for joining me for this transmission today. It was week one of my daily transmissions. I'm so happy and so happy to have spent all of this time with you. Please share this episode around if you think that would benefit from people you know. And you can leave a comment if you watch on the replay, a little thumbs up. That gives me so much joy and happiness. Thank you. I love seeing you all. Oh, hey, Garima. We're going to hang out this weekend, Garima. I'm so looking forward to it. Hey, Marina and Claudia and Lizunette. I love this. Broadcast music. Thank you so much. It's Dana, right? I think broadcast unit. And Johanna, thank you. Oh, you're here every day. Thank you so much, everyone. Oh, I'm glad that you enjoyed this. Cela m'apprend un siège à le mettre en moi. Oh, I love this. Yes, French speaker. Yes, I love it, Lizunette. Exactly. Lizunette says in French that it's teaching us to be, to stay in our own mastery and since you plus to observe everything with neutrality. Amazing. I love it. Exactly. Being neutral at the center core of our fractal. I love it. That's amazing. Yes, Dana and Chuck. I love it. Thank you, everyone. I love you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Have fun. We're humans. We're here to have fun. Bye.